AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. British singer George Michael has died at age 53.
George Michael died at his home in Goring, England. His family issued a statement saying he passed away peacefully at home over the Christmas period, and his publicist said Michael had not been ill. Police have issued a statement calling the death unexplained but not suspicious, and that a post-mortem will be undertaken in due course. Michael enjoyed immense popularity early in the boy band Wham. Later as a solo artist, he developed into a more serious singer and songwriter. I'm Julie Walker.
Carrie Fisher's mother says the actress is in stable condition following a medical emergency. Violet Ekonomova reports.
Actress Debbie Fisher shared the news on Twitter Sunday. She says the family will share any further updates on Fisher's condition and thank the public for its prayers and good wishes.
Fisher fell ill on a flight Friday and was admitted to a Los Angeles hospital. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the UN resolution calling for an end to Israeli settlement building, which passed after the U.S. abstained from a vote, is a new low in American-Israeli relations.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away.
He talked to reporters in Jerusalem. North Carolina authorities are looking for two suspects suspected of shooting seven people at a private Christmas party attended by hundreds of others. None of the victims, officials say, seem to have any life-threatening injuries. This is AP Radio News. The Pittsburgh Steelers stage a comeback to beat division rival Baltimore and win the AFC North.
Ben Roethlisberger connects with wide receiver Antonio Brown on a four-yard touchdown pass with 9 seconds to go as the Pittsburgh Steelers come from behind and stun the Baltimore Ravens 31-27. It was the Ravens who looked like they would once again leave Pittsburgh victorious after Kyle Juszczyk's 10-yard touchdown run put the Ravens up 27-24 with 88 seconds to play. Roethlisberger would then lead the Steelers on a 10-play, 75-yard game-winning drive. The win clinches the AFC North title for Pittsburgh and a home playoff game. With the loss, Baltimore is officially eliminated from postseason play. Robert Sir, Pittsburgh.
Surfers and dealers on the Las Vegas Strip say they're worried that more foreign visitors in restaurants and casinos will mean smaller tips. That's because more tourists are from countries like China, where American-style 20% tipping isn't usually done. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.